This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelpa. The search continues for possible survivors of the catastrophic building collapse just outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, on Monday. The Miami-Dade mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, announced one additional body was recovered overnight. That brings the total to 10 killed and 151 still missing in the wreckage of the 12-story oceanfront apartment building that partially collapsed last week. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Ray Jadala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into place. Syria condemned the U.S. airstrikes against militia targets on its border with Iraq. Citing a foreign ministry statement, Syrian state media said Monday that the strikes were a flagrant violation of the sanctity of Syrian and Iraqi lands. Also, Syria renewed its call for the U.S. administration to stop the attacks. The U.S. Defense Department says the military conducted the airstrikes against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. Ethiopia's government has declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The statement carried by state media came shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds. This